Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Hugh, thank you very much for that. Now, Taoiseach Simon Harris has been discussing the crisis in Gaza with EU leaders in the first of several meetings he's holding in Brussels today. Meanwhile, Israel's foreign ministry has denounced the Taoiseach for not mentioning the hostages held by militants in Gaza during a speech to the Dáil on Tuesday. Well, for more on all of this, we're joined now by Minister of State for International Development and Diaspora, Sean Fleming. And Minister, you're welcome to the programme. Can I ask you firstly about that visit that Simon Harris is conducting at the moment in the EU with the EU leaders? What will be his message today and over the next couple of meetings that he'll be holding?
Well, a lot of discussions have to be held by the Taoiseach, and ultimately we want a ceasefire now so proper discussions can actually take place. And that is a long road, and the first thing is a ceasefire. We can't do that when people are being starved to death on the ground, when food is being withheld from children who are in a famine situation, and when Israel are determined to achieve total victory and to destroy Hamas and people and many civilians in the region. So we need a ceasefire first, and then we want to build up support for what the Taoiseach has allowed, as announced in the Dáil recently, that there is agreement between the Irish government parties to bring government and formal recognition of the recognition of Palestine state, and we believe that will happen. And part of that is to work with our European colleagues. And the Taoiseach is out there today. When this all started 6 months ago, Ireland was a small voice with a few other countries at that stage, and we've built up support for the position we have had, and we want to do the same in relation to recognition of Palestine as a state. But that will take work with our European colleagues, and that's the work that's starting now.
Is there any timeline on that when you say it will happen?
No. There is no timeline. We need a lot of these discussions to take place. It's a bit like, and we're probably well placed, the peace process. Timelines and artificial dates in the calendar never achieve what people want. People like to have a date in the calendar, and if it's done by that date, it's great, and if it's not, it's a failure. But more important than a particular date in the calendar.
And so work is ongoing. You will have seen...
Commencing.
You will have seen the Israeli ambassador to Ireland's opinion piece in the Irish Times today. She was talking about this, and we were also speaking to Israeli government spokesperson on the show a little earlier on, and both of them were saying, you know, now is not the time for Ireland or indeed anyone else to start recognising a Palestinian state. And indeed the ambassador said that to do so will be a dangerous move because it runs the risk of responding positively or, you know, indeed rewarding the Hamas attacks of October 7th.
Yeah, and I've heard that, and I do believe that's what they've said. And I listened to that interview a few minutes ago, and the words that were being used was total victory, destroy Hamas. That is not anything got to do with peace negotiations or a ceasefire. So if you listen to the words that were used a few minutes ago, nobody is saying the Palestinian state will happen now, but discussions have to happen now. And we have to prepare the ground. It won't be completed now while we have the trouble and the war situation out there and thousands of children being starving every day. So we're at the discussion stage at this stage, and the view from Israel is they will talk when they have destroyed Hamas and they've achieved total victory. That's not the way this is going to play out in the long term. There have to be ceasefires and proper discussions. And
all right, we'll see how that goes. On the broader point that we've heard, again, both from the ambassador and from Rachela Cara-Mason a little earlier on the programme, the Israeli Foreign Ministry, for example, claiming that Simon Harris forgot, in inverted commas, to mention the 133 Israeli hostages who've been in Hamas tunnels for the past 6 months. What do you make of that very strong criticism?
Yeah, I'd be up front and say, if anybody listened to what Simon Harris said, he was absolutely very clear about what's happening out there. The Taoiseach, we've said it multiple times, there's not a 48-hour period that this goes through, and he covered the ground very well. It's part of what he said umpteen times, and he has made those issues in relation to the hostages day in and day out in the Dáil, both the Taoiseach and myself in the Department of Foreign Affairs and everybody who speaks on the government. And I think everybody knows where Ireland stands. And that's probably why somebody went through a script to find some fault with it, because they're not happy. The Israelis are not happy with the Irish position, because we're very strong that we want a ceasefire and we want it immediately. We want the food to go through and we want proper discussion in relation to ultimately Palestine being a separate state. And Israel is not happy.
We have seen that pattern, though, haven't we, from Israel in the past. And again today, the Israeli ambassador saying, and I'll quote, the Irish government, although officially condemning what happened on October 7th and calling for the release of those kidnapped, has scarcely condemned Hamas itself. That's what the Israeli ambassador wrote today. I mean, that is just objectively not true when you look at various statements by both the now former Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, or indeed the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, or other ministers in government. And then we saw the Israeli government accusing Leo Varadkar, when he was Taoiseach, of legitimising terror and losing his moral compass when he put out that tweet about Emily Hand. Even though there was a much longer statement, they took the first sentence of that statement and used that to accuse him of losing his moral compass. Does the Israeli government need to be challenged more strongly by the Irish government for selectively choosing what sentences of Irish government ministers they want to criticise?
Yeah, well, obviously, what we say is being noted very carefully by the Israeli government, and that's why they're particularly strong against Ireland. But we feel we will be able to further enhance and add further weight to our position by getting other EU partners to come on side with us. And that's what we're working at over the last 6 months, and we're continuing to work on that. And ultimately, yes, we are out in the front in the EU when it comes to attack by Israel or insults or abuse, and that kind of speaks for itself. And I think the Irish people will recognise if we're under attack and abuse from Israel, it's because we're very much on the side of the Palestinians. And they're not happy with that. Simple fact. They don't like our position on it. But we want our position to become much more...
Are we not meant to be neutral, though?
Well, we're not politically, we're military neutral, but I'm not politically neutral when it comes and I see bombs dropping and children starving. So I think the Irish people are not one bit neutral on what's right and what's wrong, but we are militarily neutral. We won't be supplying arms, or we won't, as other EU and American countries have done. We are militarily neutral, but the Irish people are not a bit neutral at all about what's happening out there.
Because I know when you're saying we're very much on the side of Palestinians, and if the Israeli ambassador was listening to you saying that, and then if we look at some of what she wrote today, she was talking about after October 7th, she said with the exception of vigils outside the Israeli embassy organised by various communities, there was no such high profile or official public displays in Dublin. In fact, she said there is an automatic expression of solidarity with Palestinians and even with Hamas. Would you accept that then?
Well, there is support amongst the Irish people for the people, especially in Gaza now, and the Palestinian people, because, you know, that statement ignores the fact that there will illegal housing and apartment blocks being built in Palestine by Israel, and we've actually introduced sanctions against both sides with our EU partners on that particular issue. We've introduced the sanctions already in relation to support for Hamas or anybody connected with Hamas, and we're at the final stages of having sanctions in relation to Israel and a legal settlement or any company in Ireland that is involved or has investments in any of those areas. So we're taking a very strong neutral line on that, on both sides, in that we're against any support. We can against anybody who's supporting violence.
The Israeli ambassador says there's now a contagion of anti-Israeli sentiment in Ireland. Do you think there is?
No, but there's a lot of support. I would put it the other way. There's a lot of support for the Palestinian people that we see every night on the television, and the Irish people need that to stop, and they are very supportive of the Palestinian people who are struggling and fighting for their lives. Okay. And we see women and children and men being injured on the television, and the Irish people are very clear who they feel are being the downtrodden people in this situation.
The ambassador was disinvited, according to reports, to the Fine Gael Ordesh. Was she invited, or any Israeli government representative invited, to the Fianna Fáil Ordesh?
I give you the exact position now, which I think your listeners will be very pleased to hear, I hope. So Fianna Fáil has not invited the Israeli or the Russian ambassador to our Ardesh this weekend. We do not believe it would be appropriate given the war on the people in Gaza or the war in Ukraine. And we've continuously condemned Hamas and its attack on Israel on the 7th of October. But 6 months have now gone on and we truly believe an ongoing response from Israel is completely disproportionate. And the fact that aid is not being held back while children and others die from famine cannot be condemned. So we are not inviting the Israeli ambassador and we are not inviting the Russian ambassador because of the Ukraine situation to our Ardesh this weekend.
So do you view them through the same lens then, Israel and Russia?
Yeah, because both of them are carrying out terrible atrocities in adjoining areas that they should not be doing, and they're effectively a lot of innocent lives are being lost, and we cannot.
And of course, Israel would say that theirs was an entirely unprovoked attack on them, and that they're not the ones who started this war. That they are responding in self defence.
Yeah, and that's what Israel say, but. This has been going on long before the 7th of October. I've just mentioned the illegal settlements, you know, in Palestine. That's been going on for years upon years upon years. And Israel would like people to think that they've been nothing had ever happened before this. The 7th of October is totally unjustified, but it's in the context of a historical situation. None of what happened on the 7th of October should have happened. Those killings were wrong, and we also believe that taking the hostages were wrong, and we've condemned that absolutely on multiple occasions. But it's a longer-term issue that didn't just start 6 months ago, and that's why getting to negotiate a solution is the only way, and it can't be done by total military.
I just want to ask you finally, Minister, the Fianna Fáil Ardesh, as I mentioned, is on this weekend. It's been all about Fine Gael for the last couple of weeks with the new Taoiseach, new Fine Gael leader, Simon Harris, talking about new energy and new ideas. Lots of newness going around, according to Fine Gael. Is there any newness from Fianna Fáil?
Well, we're planning now, this Ardesh will be focused on the local and the European elections, which are happening in a number of weeks' time. And that will be the emphasis. We have a lot of new candidates in the field, both for the European elections and the local election. And we're going to have a very strong, vibrant policy document in relation to both of these elections, which are being finalised as we speak. And I do believe people do accept Fianna Fáil is a good, steady hand in government. And I will be asking the people to give a further support in the forthcoming elections.
A good, steady hand. Is that the sort of energy that you need going into a local European general election?
You know, if you ask me, do the Irish people want a bit of stability or do they want instability? I think most Irish people want a bit of stability rather than instability.
And when you say instability, are you talking about Fine Gael?
No, I'm saying the government is going very well, but when I use the word stability, you challenge me on that, so I'm giving you a response.
Okay. Minister Sean Fleming, thank you very much for joining us this evening.